bisexuality and homosexuality. Another manifestation of misdirected sexuality in modern society is the growing number of homosexual and bisexual people all over the world. We might wonder why this is occurring. Of course, we should not be homophobic, nor should we condemn anyone. Everyone is looking for love. For many gay males, a factor is their wish not to imitate the male role models they witnessed as children. If a boy sees his father showing disrespect for his mother and refusing to support his own children, will he be proud to become a man? When a boy sees his mother crying because her husband has abandoned the family, will that child be eager to become like his father? Most modern cultures are founded upon an autocratic, patriarchal model of human interaction. The normal behavior of males in these systems is to be lords of everything they survey. Such societies encourage men to be ruthless, self-centered, manipulative dictators, despite the wish of many to be kind, passionate protectors and providers. Men who do not have a wholesome respect for themselves can easily succumb to these social pressures by fully embracing macho behavior or totally rejecting it. Even women who have internalized this patriarchal pattern, many of them are only too eager to take advantage of others, male and female, for their own personal gain. Regardless of gender, anyone in a position of seniority who lacks love and compassion inevitably becomes an exploiter. Such exploitation perpetuates the patriarchal paradigm that continues to hurt so many of us. Females face so many unnecessary challenges. Many young girls experience abuse and mistreatment just because they are female. The patriarchal culture teaches a young woman not to value her femininity. A woman walking down a street must be vigilant just because she is a female. She must be cautious even when greeting or smiling at a man because he may misinterpret her behavior. She has to be wary when her boss makes certain comments because he may have another meaning in mind. She may work hard at her job only to discover that she is paid far less than a man doing the same work. Under such a relentless onslaught, how can anyone be happy about being female?